第十章，我们从第九节读到第十三节。
Let's read Romans chapter 10, verse 9 to 13.
罗马书十章九节起，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。因为人心里相信，就可以称义；口里承认，就可以得救。经上说，凡信他的人，并不至于羞愧。犹太人和希腊人并没有分别，因为众人同有一位主，他也厚待一切求告他的人，因为凡求告主名的就必得救。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you, give your word to us.
感谢你赐下圣灵来光照带领我们来思想神的话语。
Thank you, give the Holy Spirit to lead us, teach us to understand the Word of God.
啊，感谢神，让我们紧紧靠着信靠主耶稣基督，我们就必定得救。
Thank Jesus God that by trust Jesus Christ alone will be saved.
凡心里相信，口里承认，就必得救。
We believe in our heart, confessing with our mouths, will be saved.
凡求告主名的，就必得救。
We ask of the name of God, will be saved.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
今天，人们对福音有很多的误解。
Today, people have a lot of misunderstanding about the gospel.
有人觉得啊，我信耶稣啊，我就可以得到很多好处。
Some think that if I believe in Jesus, I can have a lot of benefit.
当然了。信耶稣是得到很多好处
，Of course，
啊，但是呢，很多人想的就是啊，我只要信耶稣啊，我就不会生病了。
Of course, that believing Jesus there's a lot of benefit. But someone just thinking, oh, if I believe in Jesus, I won't be sick.
啊，我只要信耶稣，我就不会被炒鱿鱼了，我就不会失业了。
And if I believe in Jesus, I will not be fired, lost my job.
啊，我只要信耶稣。啊，我的就家庭呐、美满呐、孩子啊听话呀。
And if I believe in Jesus, I'll be happy family, children, obedience.
很多人对信耶稣都有一个误解。
And a lot of people have this misunderstanding about trusting Jesus Christ.
他们带着这样所谓的期望或者说信心来信耶稣，在他们心中，耶稣就是一个好像很厉害的帮助我的人。
And if you use this perspective to come to trust Jesus in their heart, basically, Jesus is like a very powerful helper.
那么耶稣在他们的心中呢？耶稣就不是主，不是救主，耶稣只不过是一个帮助我的这样一位朋友。
So in their perspective, Jesus Christ is no longer a savior and Lord, but rather Jesus is a friend who is going to help me.
但是在我们刚才所读的圣经经文当中告诉我们信耶稣信相信口里承就必得救
and but the scripture just read is that if you believe in Jesus Christ in your heart and confess with your mouth you'll be saved
我们被得救从什么当中被拯救出来呢
so saved from the what
从罪当中拯救出来
saved from the sin
所以并不是说啊，我信耶稣我就可以得健康
So it's not say that I believe in Jesus, I will get health.
并不是说我信耶稣，我就可以得富有、得成功。
And it's not that I believe in Jesus, I will be rich and I will be successful.
也并不是说我信耶稣，我就可以得爱情。
It's not that I believe in Jesus, I will have received the love.
信耶稣是什么？得救。
And believe in Jesus is be saved.
从什么当中被拯救呢？不是从疾病啊、贫穷啊、甚至很多的愁苦当中得救，而是从罪中得救，罪恶的罪，罪中得救。
It's not saved from sickness, or saved from poverty, or saved from some kind of distress, but saved from the sin.
所以这才是圣经所启示出来的。福音
，and that is the gospel that revealed by the Bible.
啊，我们看到屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读屏幕上的经文。
And look at the screen, and let's read the scripture on the screen.
我们先一起来读罗马书的三章二十三节，起， 因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，就为罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。好，生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。所以告诉我们，圣经告诉我们，人都是罪人。
So Bible teaches us all we all sin.
因为我们的罪，所以我们面临死亡。
And because of sin, we have a death.
而主耶稣来到世界上的目的，就是要把他的百姓从罪当中拯救出来。
And Lord Jesus came to this world, his sole purpose is to save his people from sin.
那么当然了，也就从死亡当中拯救出来。
Of course, saved from sin and also saved from the death.
因为死亡是罪带来的。
Because death is the consequence of sin.
所以信耶稣到底是意味着什么呢？我能从耶稣那里得到什么呢？
So believing Jesus means what? What I can gain from Jesus Christ?
得到耶稣基督的拯救，耶稣把我从我的罪当中拯救出来。
We gain His salvation. He saved us from my sin.
所以这自然就告诉什么样的人才能信耶稣呢？
So what kind of people can trust Jesus Christ? Believing Jesus Christ.
承认我是罪人。
Basically, we confess I'm a sinner.
承认自己是罪人，并且承认我自己拯救不了自己，我只能依靠信靠耶稣的拯救。只有这样的人才是真正信耶稣。
Confess I'm a sinner and admit that I cannot save myself, and only by Jesus I can be saved. That people can be saved by Jesus Christ.
所以今天很多人信耶稣，他说啊，我信耶稣啊，我就可以找到好工作，我信耶稣我就可以成功啊，可以发财，怎么怎么样？但是不认为自己是一个罪人。
But certainly, when people come to believe Jesus, with this misunderstanding, I can be successful and be rich or something. If he do not recognize I'm a sinner, then
所以那这样的人，事实上完全信的是一个错误的，他自己想象的所谓的福音，他所认识的、所信的，完全不是圣经中所启示出来的主耶稣。
Then, if such a belief, it's completely a belief something that out of his own imagination, the gospel out of his own imagination, it's not what revealed by Bible that salvation.
那么有一次呢，就是一个英国牧师来到伦敦的一个富人区的一个教会去那里传福音。
One time there is a minister, a pastor, and come to in London, it's a rich neighborhood to preach the gospel.
那么就是讲到完了之后呢，哎，看到会众当中有一个老先生就走过来。
And after the message, a old gentleman come to him, to the pastor.
然后就对这个牧师就说：“哎呀，牧师啊，就是你今天讲到太好了啊，非常好。”
And I said, "Hey, Pastor, you really delivered a very great message. Great."
但是遗憾的是啊，你来错地方了。
But unfortunately, come to the wrong place.
啊，你看你到南边去啊，到那个伦敦的贫民窟去，你给那里的人讲这篇道，那就好了。
And I said, "You should go to the southern part of London, which is the poor neighborhood, and the people. You should kind of deliver that message to that people. That's good."
啊，他们都是失败者，他们都是小偷，都是懒汉，都是骗子。哦，他们才需要听你这样的福音讲道。
Because that people, that place, the fool is like thieves and cheaters and lazy don't want to work people, and they should hear your message.
但是我们这个地方没有这样的人。
And our place, we don't have this type of people.
啊，我们都是体面人，我们都是成功人。
We are also all kind of gentlemen, and it's a elite class.
哎，所以我们不需要你听你讲的这些。
And we don't need what you said.
所以这个。这位先生说的话呢，其实代表今天很多人的心声。
So this old gentleman, what he said, is represent a lot of people's thoughts.
他们来到耶稣这里，他们可能想到，我可以信耶稣得到什么什么，但他们不认为自己是罪的。
So people come to Jesus, they say, I can get something from Jesus, but never think about it, I'm a sinner.
那么这样的人事实上根本就不认识耶稣。
So such a people that cannot know Jesus, cannot believe in Jesus.
也不知道耶稣来到世界上的目的到底是什么。
And they don't know what the purpose of Jesus Christ come to this world.
我刚才就是看到这个老先生啊，对那个牧师讲的那番话，就是你要去伦敦南城啊，那里的人贫民窟，他们都是懒汉，都是酒鬼，都是小偷，都是骗子。我看了这番话，我想起一段很有意思的事情。
And when I just mentioned this old gentleman said you got to go to the southern part of London, I suddenly thought a very interesting thing.
我们知道就是就昨天哈，或者是今天吧，就是纪念美国独立250年，对吧
？And remember that yesterday we celebrate these 250 years of independence of the United States.
那我们很多人我们就觉得早期的美国那些建国者啊，那个先父啊，他们都是清教徒啊，都是怎么样？我们有这样的一个概念，是不是
？And we all have this concept that the first people arrived to the continental of the United States is all those Puritans.
但是当时在欧洲大陆，有些人不是这样看美国人的。
But actually, European at that time in the continental European, those people don't look at the people.Of the first people arrived in the United States.
当时那个有个德国的那个首相很厉害，那个首相他当时看当时的美国人就说，那就是一群懒汉，那就是一群骗子，那就是一群强盗。他这样看美国人的。
At that time, I think it is one of the prime ministers of Germany basically said, "Hey, those American is just a bunch of lazy guys or thieves and bad people, basically."
就像那个。就像那个伦敦的那个富人区那个老人啊，看贫民窟的人是一样的。
Just like this old gentleman in the rich neighborhood of London, think about those people living in the southern part of the London.
谁能知道到今天，一个以前在别人眼中看成是懒汉、是小偷、是骗子的人，今天建立了这样的一个国家呢
？Who can ever imagine that in the prime minister, Germany prime minister's eyes, people?There as a lazy guy, thief, bad people actually build up this, this country.
所以呢，我们在这个纪念美国独立250周年，我觉得美国人民最最需要的信息是什么？就是回想自己本相都是罪人呐。
And I think when we celebrate 250 years of independence of this country, I think American people really got to think about when we turn to our original. We actually.We are the sinners, and
这就是在当时有很多在欧洲，一些在当时欧洲人看来，一些很找不到出路、很底层的一些人跑到美国来了。
And indeed, in at that time in the continental Europe, and they think the group of people are like a loser, basically come to U.S.
所以呢。今天我们纪念美国的独立我相信所有在这片土地上的人都不要忘记自己的本相，真的都是不堪不配的罪人。
And when we celebrate this 250 years, every one of us, if we go back to our religion, remember we are the very nature of a sinner and we're not worthy.
今天为什么能够建立起这样的一个国家呢？确确实实都是神的恩典。
Why we can build up a country like this is truly the grace of God.
所以。我们今天来思想得救的秘诀。首先，我们要知道，人真正需要的是什么？是需要被拯救，被从罪中拯救出来。
So today we think about this topic, the secret of being saved, and I think we have to come to realize the very fundamental we need is we need to be saved from the sin.
那么有一次，主耶稣就到这个文士法利赛人家里去吃饭。
One time, Jesus went to have a meal with a Pharisees and scribes.
然后呢，那些文士、法利赛人看见耶稣身边就跟着很多，他们眼中看成是罪人的人，就跟着耶稣。
At that time, Pharisees and scribes basically thought that a lot of people follow Jesus in their sight, in their view, are like sinners.
那些文士、法利就说：“耶稣，你怎么跟罪人在一起呢？”
And so they told Jesus, "Hey Jesus, why you be with all those sinners?"
那么耶稣听见这样的话，耶稣就对他们说：“康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。
”And then Jesus basically says, "If you're healthy, you don't need a doctor, physician. If you're sick, you need health. And I come is not to call for the righteous, but call for sinners."
事实上，在主耶稣眼中，在上帝的眼中，这个世界上都是罪人。
Inside of Jesus Christ, inside of God, all are sinned.
但是有一些骄傲的罪人，他不承认自己是罪人。
But some proud sinners don't confess, don't acknowledge they are the sinners.
所以耶稣就说：“我不是为这样的一群人来的，就是不承认自己是罪人的人。”耶稣说：“我不是为这些人来。”
So basically, Jesus is saying, "I'm not come for those people. Those are not acknowledging themselves as sinners."
那耶稣来就是那些认自己的罪，承认自己是罪人，承认自己无能，自己救不了自己。耶稣说，他是为这样的人来。
And Jesus is come for those who acknowledge their sin. They acknowledge they have no power to save themselves.
事实上，并不是主耶稣拒绝这些骄傲的人，而是这些骄傲的人拒绝耶稣。
So in fact, it's not Jesus reject those proud people, but those proud people reject Jesus.
那么，其实人最大最大的问题要被解决的问题是罪的问题。
So the biggest problem that every human being needs to be solved is the problem of sin.
我们无法否认，今天每个人在这个世界上，你都会经历痛苦。
We cannot deny that every one of us probably run into some difficulty and agony in this world.
很多人把自己所经历的痛苦都归结到别人身上，都归结在环境。
A lot of us contribute to suffering or trouble we have to somebody else or environment.
但事实上，圣经告诉我们，我们的罪自然就在我们生命当中带来痛苦。
And the Bible teaches us our sin actually naturally brings suffering and pain in our life.
我们不仅伤害别人，我们也伤害自己。
We not hurt other people, hurt ourselves as well.
所以一位美国牧师啊，葛培里，他写过一本书，就《人呐，你往何处去》。
And there's a pastor, Billy Graham actually wrote a book. That book is People, Where Are You Going?
这是我们中文翻译这个名字啊，但英文名字叫 Peace with God。
And this Chinese translation, Where You Go, and English title, actually, that book is Peace with God.
他就说，当我们人看见这个人生的痛苦，看见这个世界上的这个苦难，人们就去找很多办法要解决。
And basically, the book says when mankind sees all the troubles, the agonies, the suffering, we find all the way try to solve those problems.
有些人说我们只要有一个好的政治制度，我们就可以解决这些问题。
Someone look upon the political system. If we have a good political system, we can solve those problems.
有些人就把政治制度当作偶像就是这个是我们的万能的神解决我们一切的问题。
So basically, they treat the political system as their idol. This is Almighty God, and He can solve our problem.
那有些人就把科学技术当作偶像。
And someone use scientists and technology as the idols.
只要我们科学技术好，我们可以解决我们的问题。科学变成万能的神。
As long as the science and technology develop enough, we can solve our problem. It become our God.
那有些人就说，我们一切的问题都来源于无知。那怎么办呢？那叫教育，解决我们的无知。
And someone said, all our problems come from ignorance. So what's the solution for solve the problem of ignorance? Education.
那么葛培里在他这本书里就说，上面这些路全错了，全错了，全是死路。
But Bibliam in that book basically said, all those approaches are wrong, completely is dead end.
他说，但是美国人呢，就走在这些路上面。
But is it
制度科技教育就走的，美国人就走这些路上面。
But this American just work on those paths, political system, technology and science development and education and so on and so forth.
结果葛培里牧师说，结果呢就是美国人比这个世界上所有其他地方的人，葛培里说什么，更加苦闷。
And then Bibliam actually in that book, we all work on those paths, but as a result, he said, America is more depressed than any people on this earth.
我们看到不是很奇怪，我们看到美国人很开心呢。
And we thought what looks like Americans are pretty happy.
特别是你现在看电视，是不是？你看世界杯，你看那一个个都不是很开心吗？世界杯。
If you look at especially right now, if you watch the World Cup, everyone is happy.
那葛佩里为什么说美国人最苦闷呢？
Why Bill Graham said Americans the most depressed people on earth?
他的根据他说美国人呢、啊、创造了这个世界上最大的娱乐工业。
And his thing is, he look at it this way. He said, "American create the most entertainment entrepreneur on this earth."
啊，这个规模之大，人们在这个上面花钱之多，就是到了世界的顶点。这说明什么？人空虚苦闷到了顶点。
And he said, "The reason we create the most biggest entertainment industry, and the people spend a vast amount of money on this one, is represent we are the empty in our heart, a depressed is kind of reached the top."
因为我们的内心如此的空虚，如此的孤独，如此的苦闷，所以我们就要花钱去买呀，买呀，买快乐呀。
So because we're so empty in our heart, so depressed in our heart, so we have to spend money to purchase those entertainment.
所以我们都知道，这回世界杯在美国的票房是最高的，票价是最贵的。
So we all know this World Cup right now, it's the highest price for the ticket.
是不是这里是最快乐的一群人呢？
Anyway, this is the most happy people.
用葛培里的观点就是说。恰恰相反，是这里有一群最苦闷的人，他们就花钱去买，花钱去买快乐，因为他自己心里没有自发的快乐，就买。
From Bill Graham's point of view, it's just the opposite, because we're not happy, so we spend the money to purchase happiness.
我最近看了一个非常让人痛心的新闻。
I just saw a very sad news.
一个40岁的一个妈妈，带着自己的9岁的儿子，6岁的女儿去休斯顿看世界杯。
A 40-year-old mother brought 9-year-old and 6-year-old kids to went to Houston to watch the World Cup.
看完了比赛，回到酒店。
After that, went to the hotel.
开枪把自己的9岁的儿子、6岁的女儿打死，然后开枪把自己打死。
And went to hotel. He killed his son and daughter, and she killed herself.
我们看到的世界杯，哇，一个个欢歌笑语。但是这世界杯背后呢，有些人是这样。
And we see the World Cup, everyone cheering and happy, but behind it, there's such a tragedy.
我们看到欢乐的世界杯，哇，哪有罪啊？只有快乐，只有喜乐啊，哪有苦闷啊？只有欢呼啊！但是呢？真相是什么呢？
And we look at this appearance, there's of cheering and happy and crying out, and there is no depress, there's no agony, but what's the truth?
Truth 是真相是很多人的孤独，很多人的苦闷，他没有办法快乐，花钱去买。
Truth is that so many people are in loneliness, depressed, and they spend the money to purchase the happiness.
其实这样的新闻在美国很多，真的，我觉得这是美国一个比较独特的现象。很多人自杀，先把自己孩子杀了再自杀。
And actually, we don't see those are not just a very rare event. We do see that some of the news that people kill themselves, commit suicide before that, they kill their children.
这个真的，客观讲，在其他地方好像不是很多见这样的事情。
That seems not many in the other country.
那么我们看到，在这个地球上，这个好荒唐的一个画面，一边北美，你看这边欢呼世界杯，欢呼雀跃，几百块钱、几千块钱的门票，哇妈呀！另外一方面，在欧洲，俄罗斯和乌克兰的战争，每一天至少要死1000个年轻的士兵，每一天。
And we also in this world see like a very contradict picture. On one side, here everyone cheering the World Cup, and on the other hand, in the Ukraine and the Russia battlefield, every day about1,000 people lost their life.
如果我们今天就看到这个快乐的世界杯，我们就会说哪里有罪啊，哪里有苦闷啊，哪里有痛苦啊，你看不到。但是你如果把视线放高一点，放高一点，你看多一点，你会发现这个世界是如此的扭曲，如此的扭曲，如此的残忍。
And if we look at it, just look at focus on the very narrow picture, a World Cup, you see the world's the press, the world's the sin, and where's the pain. But if you move the side a little higher, and you can see this world is so pasted.
然后我看的就是现在在俄罗斯俄乌这个战场上面啊，一个年轻士兵平均存活的时间就25分钟到30分钟，一个生命就没有了。
And they said that right now in the when you said basically in the Ukraine and Russia battle, a young soldier will put out in the battlefield. The average time.He survived is 25 minutes.
我认为描写人的罪性、丑陋、黑暗最彻底的一句话，我认为是什么呢？就是中国那个诗人呢、啊，杜甫的一句话，就是“朱门酒肉臭，路有冻死骨”。
I think when you describe the ugliness and the dark side of human being is like one of the Chinese poem said.Is in the rich family there is a wine and there is a meat, a good food, but at the same time on the lower side is people die on the cold weather.
我觉得这是对人内心的那种罪、那种残忍、冷酷，我觉得描写到极致。不是说你要杀多少人什么，而是一方面是这个样子，一方面是那样子，同时。
Basically, I think this describes the people's indifference, the empathy, and this type of.Coolness in a way to a very extreme. You don't have to kill people, but there's two sides of the situation.
曾经有一个诺贝尔奖得主啊，这个奥巴马总统称他是本世代人类伟大的道德声音。
And there is a Nobel winner, Nobel Prize winner, and President Obama called him as the in this generation, this century.Is the conscience of the human being.
那然后这个诺贝尔奖给他诺贝尔和平奖给他说就是说对他的评价是什么？就是人性的使者。
And the Nobel Peace Prize actually mentioned him as a messenger of mankind, humanity.
啊，那么这个埃里威瑟尔先生他讲一句话，他说爱的反面啊。不是仇恨，是冷漠。
And his name is Elie Wiesel. Elie Wiesel basically once said, "It's the opposite side of love, is not hatred, but indifference, empathy."
就是这种冷漠才是人最丑陋、最残忍、最黑暗的那一面。
So the indifference is the most dark and cruel and ugly side of humanity.
他说生命的反面不是死亡，生命的反面是漠不关心。
It's the opposite of life is not death, is indifference.
我们再来看主耶稣是怎样描述上帝对罪人的审判的。
And let's look at how Jesus described God's judgment to the sinners.
一起看到屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读马太福音的25章41到45节。
Let's read the scripture on the screen.
41节起，王又要向那左边的说。你们这被咒诅的人离开我进入那位魔鬼和他的使者所预备的永火里去因为我饿了你们不给我吃渴了你们不给我喝我做客旅你们不留我住我赤身露体你们不给我穿我病了我在监里你们不来看顾我他们也要回答说主啊我们什么时候见你饿了或渴了或做客旅或赤身露体或病了或住在监里不伺候你呢王要回答说我实在告诉你们这些事你们既不坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上就是不坐在我身上我们看到耶稣说到这样的一群人上帝要把他们丢到地的火里去
And we said, Jesus said, this group of people, God want to cast them in the hell.
那
fire of the hell.
那耶稣说这些人犯了什么十恶不赦的大罪呢
You know, Jesus said, did they commit any kind of very terrible type of sin?
啊，以至于要被丢到烈火里面去啊
Why they be cast in the fire?
啊，耶稣说他们有杀人放火，有如何如何吗
Did Jesus said, this group of people like set a fire or killed people?
耶稣说他们冷漠。是不是
And basically, Jesus says is their indifference, their empathy.
耶稣说，你看那里的人有那样痛苦，你们却如此冷漠。
And basically said the people in this agony and but you are indifference.
我们在上个礼拜，我们可能知道，可能有人不知道，委内瑞拉地震死了好几千人呐、啊，好多万人无家可归啊。
And maybe some people know, some people don't know. Last week, there's Venezuela has this earthquake. 1,000 people died.
有多少人在意呢
？How many people really cared?
啊，多少人享受在世界杯的欢乐当中呢
？And I think most people enjoy the World Cup.
啊，所以我们讲，如果以耶稣基督的话，耶稣说审判是这个样子。这样的一群冷漠的人是上帝非常非常恨恶，这样一群冷漠的人，这是极大的罪。那这样看，这个世界上多少人都是这样的。
And if you look at this, what Jesus judged those people, and this group of people is basically the indifference, and how many people on this earth is like this?
其实我们今天当然不是说啊，去。看到别人的，我们今天也醒察我们自己，所以说我们每一个人，我们真的是诚实的面对自己，我们没有办法否认，我们都是罪人。
And so basically, when I try to point this finger to the other people, we honestly examine ourselves. We have to acknowledge that we are the sinner.
我们都是冷漠的人。
We are all indifferent.
我们都是残忍的人。
We are all cruel.
我们都是自私、自以为意的人，都是这样的人。
We are all selfish and self-righteous person.
那更加危险是什么样的人呢？就是那些富有的人，因为这是上帝说的，有钱的人进神的国是更难一些的。
And for some more difficult or more dangerous those rich, because Jesus said for the rich people into the kingdom of heaven is more difficult.
因为有钱的人，那为什么那么有钱呢？他很多时候，他确实是对别人很冷漠。
And sometimes the rich people does show the indifference for the towards other people.
啊，当然了，我们今天来思想得救的秘诀，其实就是一句话：心里相信，口里承认就得救；求告主名就得救。
And but of course, we'll go back to our topic. We'll talk about the secret of being saved. And Jesus, Bible said, if we believe in the heart, confess with the mouth, will be saved.
这个无论你是有钱的，无论你是穷人，无论你是怎样的人，但是呢，前提是你是一个认罪的人，你才会信，你才会求告。
What kind of people, rich or poor, and the condition is you have to confess your sin and you ask, and then you'll be saved.
啊，所以今天为什么世人都不愿意承认自己是罪人呢？
Why people not want to acknowledge, confess they are the sinner?
因为麻木，看不到。
Because they just couldn't see it.
啊，活在罪中时间太久了，就麻木了。
Because you live in the sin so long, you're completely numbed to all the sins.
啊，我前两天我还看到有一个新闻呢，有一个十八岁的小女孩非常骄傲，非常开心，她在她的社交媒体上宣布，她赚到了100万。
And I saw news that an 18 years girl, and is very proud, he claimed that in the social media said she earned $1 million.
一百万美元，然后很短的时间，大概三个多月。
It's a very short period of time she earned $1 million.
她怎么在哪里？在这个 OnlyFans 上面，她开她的这个放一些成人内容的频道。
And where she earned this $1 million, she basically in the channel of adult content, that type of channel.
啊，那么，那因为影响很大呀，那么人家就采访他的父亲，你怎么看
？And so because this is like a kind of lot of reactions, so people interviewed her father. Say, what do you think?
大家说猜这个父亲怎么看呢？美国父亲
，What you guess? What's this American father said?
很骄傲哎，我以他的女儿为自豪啊，刚刚成年，十八岁，很骄傲。
He is very proud of her daughter, just 18 years old, just become adult.
即便是他女儿去开一个 OnlyFans 的频道，即便就放一些成人内容，他还是很骄傲。
Only even that the daughter actually earned this money by opening an adult channel.
这就是对罪麻木啊。
And this is completely insensitive to sin.
那是对罪麻木，所以一个对罪麻木的人，当然就不认罪啊。
Of course, if you don't sense of a sin, then of course you cannot confess your sin.
他 甚至引以为荣啊。
And they even think about this as something to proud of.
他不知道这一百万会给他带来多么深的痛苦，罪会带来多么可怕的痛苦，他不管了。
And they just couldn't see this $1 million and the sin can bring so much pain and a consequence.
那这个小女孩成为很多小女孩心中的榜样，都会像她这个样子。
And this girl actually became a model for a lot of other girls too. They wanted like be her.
那我们很多弟兄姊妹在麦矿上班，这段时间麦矿股票涨得很厉害，是不是
？And we have a lot of people in the Micron stock goes up high.
啊，那个我看有个很重要的媒体说，很多麦矿的员工一夜之间变成百万富翁了，不知道的情况下变成百万富翁了。
And I said, see a newscast said a lot of Micron employee. Just without notice, they become millionaire.
那么，其实事实上就是有人呢、啊，给这些在这个行业工作的人泼冷水。你们并不是人均收入最高的公司，你们不是的。
And somebody just said, "Okay, you are not the most company that raised the average income."
哪个公司厉害 ？OnlyFans 厉害。
And which company will be have a much higher income because the OnlyFans?That channel.
这说明什么？这就是世人对罪麻木，他当然不认罪啊。
And this is how people kind of insist, don't know of the sin, don't recognize the sin.
罪以后带来的痛苦，他都不管了，一定会带来痛苦。
And people just ignore the pain and suffering can bring by sin, can brought by sin.
第二，为什么不认罪呢？就是自高骄傲，就是我是不好，我总比他好吧。
Second, the people do not want to acknowledge.A sin and confess a sin is that proud. Even I'm not good, I'm better than the other guy.
啊，我怎么样？我比别人好吧？
No matter what, I'm
not going to
be better than other people. Such people cannot confess their sin.
然后最根本性的原因，人不认罪，就是谁定对错呢
？And
谁说我错了呢
？And the final point that people don't want to confess sin is that who decide right or wrong? Who can convince I'm wrong?
那么在退休会上、啊、就两个礼拜那个退休会啊，师母就是专门有一天下午就开一堂，就是讲到这个家庭呐、啊，讲到婚姻呐、啊、一些信息。
2 weeks ago, we have a retreat, and Saturday afternoon, this pastor's wife has a session talk about family and marriage and children.
讲到圣经的教导，妻子顺服丈夫。
And talk about the Bible teaching, and wife submit to their husband.
然后有个妻子就提问：“那明明丈夫错了，那妻子还要顺服吗
？”And then there is a wife raise a question: If truly the husband is wrong, is wife still to submit?
然后师母怎么回答呢？她也没有说要顺服，也没有说不要顺服。
And the pastor's wife didn't say you need to submit or you do not need to submit.
那师母就说：“那你说？”谁说了算？到底什么是对，什么是错
？And pastor wife basically asked a question: who determined which one is right, which one is wrong?
所以这是一个最根本性的问题。
And this is the fundamental question.
这就是人堕落犯罪的原因，就是我要说了算，这就是人堕落犯罪。
And the fundamental people fall sin is because I want to give the I decide what I said, right or wrong.
那么。魔鬼诱惑夏娃，就是你吃那上帝不让你吃树上的果子，你就可以像神一样分善恶，是不是？你就可以定了什么是善，什么是恶。
When the devil tempted Eve at the garden, he basically told Eve, said, "When you eat this fruit, and you can decide like a god and determine which is good or wrong, right or wrong."
所以亚当夏娃听了，哇，这就很开心，说我们就要当上帝，我们就要来定什么是善，什么是恶，我们来分什么是善恶，不管上帝怎么说。
So Adam and Eve take that. They said we want to be a god. We want to determine which one is right or wrong.
所以这就是人的罪性的根源，就是我们要来分善恶。那既然什么都我说了算，那我当然就不认罪啊，是不是？
That is the source of sin because if I want to decide what is wrong or right, then I do not confess my own sin.
所以当时希特勒他觉得自己做得很对啊，他灭绝他认为一些比较劣等的种族啊， 这个他觉得他做得很对啊。
So like Hitler, actually, he think he did it right because he want to destroy those so-called inferior type of race of people.
所以最邪恶、最邪恶的罪人，他都说自己是对。圣经就是这样说：人一切所行的，他都是看自己是对的。
Even most wicked people, they also think they're right. Just like the Bible said, all the ways people are pouring in his own eyes.
那是一个多么可怕的世界啊！
And it's how dreadful the world would be.
每个人都觉得自己是上帝。
Everyone think they are God.
那是最最最最可怕的世界。
And that's the most dreadful world could be.
啊，我们现在还好啊，就是我们现在整个世界啊，整个社会啊，整个秩序还是有一些人就是啊，虽然啊，就是别人看不惯他，但是有法律啊，各种保护他。但是如果在一个每一个人都把自己当作上帝的情况下，那是一个非常非常残忍的世界了。
Right now, even we are thinking, you know, right, but still there's a law. Something it's kind of restraining ourselves. If in the world everyone think they're God, then they will be very dreadful.
所以圣经说每个人都看自己是对的。圣经也告诉我们，但是神看人的内心，每个人都是罪人。
And so we Bible teaches us we everyone think we are right, and also Bible teaches God look at us, every one of us are sinned.
所以我们今天从圣经看到，我们怎么样才能得救呢？心里相信，口里承认就要得救。但是我们首先要知道。我们是要从哪里被拯救？从我们的罪当中被拯救。
So when we talk about how to be saved, we confess with our mouths, believing in our heart, we'll be saved. But we have to first understand we're saved from what? Saved from our sin.
我们一定要看到罪的可怕，我们更是要看到我们也是罪人。
We have to realize the terrible consequence of a sin, and we come to realize we're the sinner.
那么，耶稣把我们从罪当中拯救出来，其实意味两层含义。一个含义呢，就是。我们罪得洁净，罪得赦免，不再面对罪的刑罚。上帝对罪人愤怒的刑罚，不再面对了。这是从罪中拯救出来。
And so when we said Jesus saved us from sin, there's a two layer of meanings. Number one, we are saved from the sin, and we saved from the punishment of sin.
那么第二是呢，就是耶稣把我们从我们罪的罪性当中拯救出来，也就是说，我们可以不再犯罪，我们摆脱罪的捆绑了。
And the second layer is Jesus save us from the control of sin, so we no longer become a slave of sin. We can commit no sin.
所以圣经说，一个得救的人就是个新造的人，他成为一个新造的人，他不再。活在罪中，无可奈何，就是没有办法，总是在犯罪。他不再是这样的人了。
So Bible said the saved person is a new creation. He's no longer under bondage, the force of a sin, without power to against sin.
那么他成为新造的人，他就可以活出一个不再犯罪的生命了。
And he or she become a new creation. He or she can live all the life without sin.
好，大家看到屏幕上的经文哈，我把这些经文给大家读一下。
I'll just read the scripture on the screen for you.
以赛亚书五十三章，哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在。他身上，我们知道这就是指的主耶稣，这就是我们得救的第一层含义，就是我们的罪，我们应该受的罪的刑罚，耶稣代替我们承担。
And this is the basic the Bible talk about the first layer of our being saved is that Jesus Christ and the punishment he took the punishment we supposed to take.
那么耶稣得拯救我们的第二层含义。耶稣说他要给我们更丰盛的生命。
And the second layer of the save us is that Jesus said he will give us the life and it's a more abundant life.
更丰盛的生命是什么呢？就是我们成为新造的人。
And a more abundant life means that we have become a new creation.
大家看到屏幕上的经文，我把这段经文给大家读一下。
And, you can look on the screen. That's our read the screen for you. That's the scripture for you.
以赛亚书，以弗所书二章一到七节，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，把我们当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。他要叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。那么这段经文其实就说明，耶稣把我们拯救出来，不仅是我们罪得赦免，不再接受罪的刑罚，也是让我们有一个新的生命了。
And this scripture tells us not only Jesus saved us, we no longer under to take the punishment of sin, and but also we have a new life.
而这个新的生命就是一个可以不再犯罪的生命，不被罪捆绑的生命，可以成为一个新造的人。
And this new life is a life without sin, and this life is not under the power of a sin, and become a new creation.
一个新的生命就把上帝的恩典就显明给世人看。
A new life and will demonstrate the grace of God to the world.
那么这就是圣经告诉我们，让我们得救的人行事为人与我们的恩相称。
And that's what the Bible teaches all those who were saved.Our walking should be worthy of the calling, the grace of God.
所以这就是得救的双重含义。一重含义就是我们脱离罪的刑罚，不再接受罪的刑罚。
So this is the double layer of the meaning, and the first layer is we no longer have to bear the punishment of sin.
第二个就是我们脱离罪的捆绑，我们可以不再犯罪了。
And second, we're no longer in the power of a sin, under the, we can leave the bondage of a sin, and we can be no sin.
所以圣经让我们要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，把自己作为义的器具献给神，就不再是罪的器具了。
So Bible also teaches us in a way that our body is no longer an instrument of a sin,And when we saved, we can offer ourselves as an instrument of righteousness to God.
好，我们回到我们今天一开始所读的罗马书的经文，就是告诉我们怎么样才能得救。其实很简单，心里相信，口里承认就得救。凡求告主名就得救。
And we go back to our original today's scripture. How do we be saved? If we believe in our heart and confess with our mouths.And if you call upon God, you should be saved.
什么样的人相信呢？就是首先承认我是罪人。
And what kind of people can believe in Jesus Christ? First, acknowledge I'm a sinner.
承认我救不了自己，然后相信耶稣可以救我，而且相信耶稣爱我，他愿意救我。
And confess that I have no power to save myself, but I believe Jesus can save us, and also believe Jesus is willing to save me.
那只要这样的人，只要开口哀求，就得拯救。
And this type of people will open our mouths to call upon the name of the Lord will be saved.
所以这里有个很重要的，就是凡啊，凡求告主名，所有人凡。
And here is the very important words, whoever.
不管你是有钱人、穷人、黑人、白人啊，不管你是什么文化，不管你曾经是有多么不光彩的历史，任何人，只要你呼求。
Whoever, rich, poor, and black, white, and you have a very can tell this past, this very terrible past, as long as you call upon the name of God, you'll be saved.
这句话反过来说呢，就是只有一种人得救，就是求告耶稣的人得救，只有这一种。
If we turn this sentence in the other way, you can also say only one group of people can be saved. That is the people called upon God.
不管你是多么有知识，不管你在别人眼中看多么道德高尚，不管你在世界上你是多么成功了不起，你不求告耶稣，你不信耶稣，你不能得救。
No matter how intelligent you are, no matter how successful in the world, no matter how you're being viewed as a good people on other people's side, if you do not call upon Jesus Christ, then you cannot be saved.
反过来也是一样的，无论你看自己，哎呀，我这么糟糕的人，我哪配，我哪配，无论你怎么看自己，但是只要你信，只要你求，你就得救。
The opposite is the same true. No matter how you look at yourself, such a terrible person, and as long as you call upon the name of the Lord, you will be saved.
就像当年的那个甘地啊，要去这个白人的教堂，他被白人教堂赶到外面。那比如说你不配嘛。
And think about Gandhi from India, and one time he went to the white church, and he was being cast out the church because they think he is not worthy.
但是在主耶稣那里没有这样的事情。
But in Jesus Christ, such a thing won't happen.
只要你呼求。
Whoever calls.
然后我们也特别注意第二个关键词，必定得救。
And the second word we have to pay attention to, shall be saved.
这是上帝的保证。
And this is the guarantee from God.
今天很多人啊，总是有常常这样的疑问，就说：“哎呀，我的信心软弱了，怎么办呢？”哎呀，我这两天，哎呀，我又软弱了，我又好久没有读经，没有祷告，我怎么样？我怎么办？我会不会失去救恩呢？
And today we also run into the people that sometimes kind of have a doubt. Today for this period of time I'm very weak in the spirit. I haven't read the Bible and I haven't prayed or whatever. And I was just wondering, can I lost my salvation?
每当这个时刻，如果你呼求耶稣，耶稣啊，我是如此的软弱啊，我是如此的小信，你呼求耶稣，求你怜悯我，拯救我，你就必定得救。
And whenever this moment comes, you call upon Jesus. Just say, acknowledge, I'm so weak, I'm so little faith. When you call upon Jesus, you will be saved. You shall be saved.
因为这是上帝的应许。
Because that's the promise of God.
这就是福音。什么是福音？就是不是让我们心里没有平安，让我们心里放心。上帝的应许，你求告主名，你就得救。
And this is the gospel. The gospel is assurance from God. When you call upon the Lord, name of the Lord, you'll be saved. You should be saved.
那有人就会说了，那就这么简单吗？就这么简单吗？心里想，一口里人就得救，就这么简单吗
？And people say, is that simple?
那我们说得救的秘诀，这哪是什么秘诀呢？这么简单。
And he said, well, if this is called the secret of salvation, and what's secret about it is pretty simple.
为什么这么简单呢？因为耶稣做了一切，所以简单。
Why it's simple? Because Jesus has done everything, so that makes it simple.
如果不是耶稣基督的拯救，你做任何事情，你做再复杂的事情，你不可能得救。
If without the salvation of Jesus Christ, no matter how complicated the things you're going to do, you cannot be saved.
因为百分之百的工作，救赎的工作，耶稣已经全部完成了，所以这就福音对于我们来说就是如此简单。
And because the 100% work of salvation is completed by Jesus Christ.
那有人就会说啊，那能不能这样？那耶稣做99%，我做1%，那我总要为我的得救，我要做点什么吧？那上帝为什么不这样来安排救赎呢
？And some men will think why God didn't arrange like Jesus did 99%. I did do something, and I do 1%. Why God didn't arrange the salvation in that way?
因为上帝知道人的心呐。如果给人如果留下1%、0.1%，人就会偷窃一切的荣耀。
And because God knows our heart, if God leave this work of salvation 1% to us, 0.1%, we will steal the glory of God from Him.
然后我们就会说是我们自己救自己。
And because we'll say, okay, we save ourselves.
耶稣就越来越不重要了。
And Jesus become less and less important.
所以这就是福音。你心里相信，口里上求告主名，你就得救，因为耶稣做了一切救赎工作。
And this is the gospel. You believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, and you call upon the name of God. God will be saved. Because Jesus did 100% of the work.
所以一切的荣耀归给主耶稣基督。
So all the glory to Jesus Christ.
好，我们最后一起来读两处圣经的经文。
Let's read the two scriptures. Let's stand up to read the scripture.
我们一起看到屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读《约翰福音》的三章十六节起起。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的；也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。我们来祷告。我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你在我们还是罪人的时候，你就爱我们。
Thank you, love us while we're still sinners.
主耶稣在我们还是罪人的时候，主耶稣就为我们舍命。
While we're sinners, Jesus gave his life for us.
感谢神赐给我们这有得救的信心，让我们紧紧因着相信、信靠主耶稣在十字架上所成就的，我们就罪得洁净、罪得赦免。
We thank you.Lord, give us the face of salvation just by trust Jesus Christ. What He have done on the cross, our sin will be forgiven and be cleansing.
主耶稣第三天从死里复活，让我们这本来是注定成了灭亡的罪人啊，因着信靠耶稣，不至灭亡，反得永生。
And thirdly, raised from the dead, those who trust Him will not be perished but have eternal life.
愿一切的感谢、颂荣耀、赞美归给主耶稣基督。
May all the glory, praise, and thanks to Jesus Christ.
愿圣灵也加添我们的信心力量，让我们信靠耶稣的人，让我们的行事为人与我们所得的恩典能够相称。
May God add us the faith and strength so our life can be worthy of the grace we have received.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a praying name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹请坐。
Please be seated.